And look, this is parallel with Revelation chapter 3 because of the fact that he says, I have an open door set before you, which no man can shut. So what is he referring to? He's referring to that fiery furnace because they came out, he opened that door, and they were delivered, right? Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Let's look a little deeper into this. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. It says in verse 13, by the way, temptation is synonymous with trials and tribulation. It says, there hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape. Did not he give Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego a way to escape? That ye may be able to bear it. Now look at this interesting verse right afterwards. Wherefore, my dearly beloved, flee from idolatry. So what does the image of Nebuchadnezzar represent in Daniel chapter 3? The image of the beast, right? And what does the Bible say in Matthew 24? Flee from the image, right? When the abomination of desolation is set up, flee into the mountains, he says. This is referring to, it's foreshadowing what's taking place in Revelation chapter 3. Now go to Revelation chapter 3 again. It's good stuff, amen? The Bible's so deep. He says in verse number 8, I know thy works. We'll read it again. Behold, verse 8, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it, for thou hast a little strength, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. You got a little bit of strength, and has kept my word, and has not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet. Why? Because they were trying to get Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego to come and worship before the image of the beast. And worship thee before thy feet to know that I have loved thee. Verse 10, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will also keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell on the earth. Go to 1 Peter